Abortion may be legal in a state, but that doesn't mean access is easy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carrie Baker, professor in the Program for the Study of Women and Gender at Smith College, outlines the hurdles.
Despite the fact that abortion is legal in Massachusetts, access is limited. Public university health centers in the state don't provide medication abortion, so students have to find providers off campus. Using a cross-sectional study design, we estimated the number of students who need medication abortion and calculated the distance and public transit time from campuses to the nearest clinics. We contacted these clinics to determine costs, wait times, and weekend appointment availability. Our research estimates that between 600 and 1,380 public university students obtain medication abortion services each year. To reach off-campus providers, students have to travel between 2 and 42 miles with an average of 19 miles. Travel time on public transportation to reach the nearest clinics takes between 18 and 400 minutes with an average of 103 minutes. Our research shows that distance and travel time are significant barriers to medication abortion access for many students. For example, 79% of students at the largest University of Massachusetts campus in Amherst don't own cars, yet the nearest abortion clinic is 25 miles away and takes 2 hours and 18 minutes one way to reach by public transportation. Cost, delay, and scheduling are also barriers. Average cost of medication abortion is $680. Average wait time for the first available appointment is 8 days, and 8 of the 13 nearest abortion clinics to campuses are not open on weekends. This research suggests that public university students in Massachusetts face barriers to obtaining medication abortion. These barriers fall most heavily on female students and low-income students, who are disproportionately students of color. Offering medication abortion on campus would reduce these barriers and enhance gender, racial, and economic equity on campus.
That was Carrie Baker of Smith College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.